Welcome to the March 3rd service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service today is led by our settled minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and the title of her sermon is, We Are Going. The podcast begins with opening words and then a reading by Worship Associate Earl Irwin.
Our opening words today are by Reverend Lynn Cox. Come, you accidental pilgrims, you who find yourself on a journey of surprise and wonder. Come, you who emerge into this place as an act of liberation. Come, you who seek a life of mindfulness and a place to test your thoughts. Come, you who bring hearts of all kinds, heavy hearts, rusty hearts, hearts broken open in revelation, hearts full of love to share. Come, you who seek courage, and you who have more courage than you realize. Come, you who stand behind the curtain, gathering up the resources to claim your truth. Come, you who have been in a bubble, you who are poised for transformation. We begin our story again, gathering courage, love, mindfulness, and a sense of purpose. We gather as people of all ages, of different abilities, different backgrounds, and different perspectives. We share a covenant, a direction for our shared journey, and a commitment to encourage and challenge one another to spiritual growth. This path will ask much from us. Let us move forward with love. Let us move forward with appreciation for one another. Let us move forward knowing we are not alone. Whoever you are, whatever your gifts, you are welcome to join this journey. If, like me, you enjoy playing with metaphors, then few provide richer possibilities than life is a journey. The journey metaphor affords mountaintops and swamps, an ocean of opportunity, peaks and valleys, intersections, shortcuts, detours, and forks in the road. To prepare for the journey allows one to accessorize with maps, internal compasses, toolboxes and rucksacks full of skills and wisdoms. In traveling the journey, there are bumps in the road, bridges to cross, or smooth sailing ahead. You get the idea. So, where is our chosen faith of Unitarian Universalism on this journey? And why did we stop? Why did we choose to stop here, pass through here, rest here, or perhaps to wander in here by happenstance? For me personally, my spiritual journey is a path that wanders quite compatibly through Unitarian Universalism. I appreciate that UUism provides no rules about where my road must go, what route I must take. I admit that in the course of my wanderings, I have been waylaid from time to time, caught after dark with no high beams, and in those times, I sometimes have yearned for more direction. I momentarily have been envious of those paths with clearer travel instructions. Pray 5 times each day facing east, meditate daily, light a candle and chant, sing praises. I can choose to follow those routes, of course, even though they are not spelled out for me on any UU map. Or I can bushwhack. It's all okay. I like that UUism does not choose my destination for me. It doesn't tell me there's a heaven I have to get to, and it certainly doesn't tell me that I have to worry about going to hell. I may strive to reincarnate into another existence, ascend into enlightenment, achieve self-actualization, or I may simply transform to ashes in the wind. It's all acceptable. If UU gives me the freedom to wander willy-nilly on my spiritual journey, why do I need it at all? Because it's the recharging station where I freshen my battery. I love the opportunity to rally with you, my fellow travelers. I cherish the travel tips you share. I appreciate the words of wisdom, hearing what you have to say about the journey, what you have learned through your own travels, what travel advice you've garnered from other travelers, past and present. I love that we can pass the miles singing, socializing, or engaging in deep discussions. That we can travel shoulder to shoulder, armed to take on social and environmental injustices. On my personal spiritual path, UU is the smorgasbord restaurant. All you care to eat, and feel free to take a doggy bag for the road. I make sure my path loops back here repeatedly, a place where I can quench my thirst and satisfy my hunger, refortified for the next leg of the journey. If you ask to see my map, I can happily show you the circuitous routes I've taken. I maybe can trace my finger along the paths I've already followed. But after that, the line of travel runs off the page because I haven't foreseen that itinerary yet. I can guarantee that I'll be stopping back often to rediscover my way.
We are going. Heaven knows where we are going, but we know within. I love that song, not just because I love the way it feels my mouth, but also because it acknowledges something about Unitarian Universalists. Many of us don't know where we're going. And for many, that's okay. As Earl noted in her reflection, compared to other religious traditions, we aren't given as many rules, as clear instructions, or even a destination. When you join most religions, they ask you to sign on to their path and their destination, their creed. But when you become a Unitarian Universalist, you're pretty much expected to make your own way. And that can be freeing, but also frustrating. I remember when I was a youth advisor and the teenagers would complain about not getting enough direction from us about what they should believe and where they should be going. But many of us who came to Unitarian Universalism as adults came because we were dissatisfied by what we were told to believe as children and youth. Because it didn't resonate. It didn't match our experience or knowledge of the world. It felt too prescriptive. Or because it rejected who we were. Because so many UUs have come out of other faith traditions, many newcomer orientations and adult faith development classes, include an opportunity for people to share part or all of their spiritual journey story. And I love hearing those stories. They're so diverse, with people coming from so many different religious traditions, Jewish or Christian, Catholic or Protestant, Greek Orthodox. I learned about, did you know you have to be married to be a Greek Orthodox priest? Who knew? I think the Roman Catholics might want to take a page out of that book. People come from extremely conservative denominations and more liberal ones. I've also heard the spiritual journey stories taken by those who were raised as Jehovah's Witnesses and Latter-day Saints, and those stories fascinate me. I've heard the stories of people whose journeys have included forays into other religious traditions, Buddhism or Hinduism or paganism. And I've been especially intrigued by the stories of people who were raised Christian and then converted to Judaism or Islam. I have a couple of seminary classmates who took that path. Some felt embraced by their childhood religious homes, loved by the community, and loving the stories and songs and rituals they shared. But others felt rejected, told that they must think and live in certain ways, or they would not be welcome. Or worse, they would go to hell. I was talking to the Methodist minister this week who shared his sadness at what happened at their general conference, and I was struck by one of the things he said. The Book of Discipline says, it's okay if you're homosexual, you just can't practice it. Ellen said, what the hell is that? We don't believe in hell here. We're universalists. As we consider where we're going on our spiritual journeys, it is good to remember where we started and where we've been as we consider where we want to go next. My own spiritual journey started in the Episcopal Church, St. Mark's, then the Congregational or United Church of Christ. But as an adolescent, I rejected their teachings and saw myself as an atheist. Then I went through a period of intellectual exploration through literature. My English master's thesis was on the last stories of J.D. Salinger as hagiography, or saints' lives, and my advisor had me reading the Bhagavad Gita. And I loved the transcendentalists, which brought me to Unitarian Universalism. I rejected much of what I had learned about Christianity as a small child and youth. But when I went to seminary, I had the chance to read the Hebrew Bible and the Christian scriptures as an adult. And I began to appreciate them in a new way, not as literally true, but pointing to more universal truths. I'm so grateful that I had the chance to pick up some of that religious baggage that I'd left behind, which is one of the reasons I'd really like to explore our religious past in the adult faith development class that I'm offering later this month. It's fascinating to revisit your childhood faith with the eyes of an adult. The one thing in common from all the spiritual journeys, stories, is that they have all led through paths both direct and circuitous to Unitarian Universalism. And I think that's my favorite part of the story, finding out what brought people to a Unitarian Universalist congregation, what led them to choose this faith. For many, we were drawn by the religious pluralism that is represented in the six sources of our living tradition. You'll find them in the front of the gray hymnal, though they've been slightly revised since the books were published. As we consider where we're going on our spiritual journeys as Unitarian Universalists, it's helpful to look at these sources. Direct experience of transcending mystery and wonder. Words and deeds of prophetic people. Wisdom from the world's religions, Jewish and Christian teachings, humanist teachings, spiritual teachings of earth-centered traditions. Each of these sources reminds us of experiences, examples, teachings, and stories that can help us make sense of the world and our place in it. The six sources could be considered the smorgasbord restaurant that Earle delights in. As she puts it, all you can eat, all you care to eat, not all you can eat, and feel free to take a doggy bag for the road. The sources give us some idea of what we might come to believe as we make our way on our spiritual journeys. But as they are written, the six sources also give us guidance on how we might want to travel as we make our way upon our spiritual paths. Each source is expressed with a verb. The sources are meant to move us, challenge us, inspire us, call us, counsel us, and instruct us. So the direct experience of that transcending mystery and wonder, that's meant to move us to a renewal of the spirit and an openness to the forces which create and uphold life. So if you go walk on the labyrinth or hike in the woods, be moved to a renewal of the spirit. The words and deeds of prophetic people challenge us to confront powers and structures of evil with justice, compassion, and transforming power of love. One of my mentor ministers was a universalist who said, every sermon you preach must include that we are called to build heaven on earth. Reverend Dave, that's for you. So when we look at the prophetic words and deeds of people who have gone before us, we should be challenged to follow, to do what we can to transform the world through our courageous love. The wisdom from the world's religions is to inspire us in our ethical and spiritual life. So if you have a practice of Lectio Divina, of reading an opening meditation every morning, let that inspire you throughout your day. The Jewish and Christian teachings call us to love our neighbors as ourselves. That one's a hard one. Both parts, isn't it? Loving our neighbors. All of our neighbors, and loving ourselves. The humanist teachings counsel us to heed the guidance of reason and the results of science, and warn us against idolatries of mind and spirit. I think we're pretty good at that one. And the spiritual teachings of earth-centered traditions instruct us to live in harmony with the rhythms of nature and hydration. Unitarian Universalism does give us freedom, but we are given the invitation and the opportunity to travel our paths in a more purposeful and intentional way. I think that we can, as Unitarian Universalists, think of our spiritual journeys as more than just willy-nilly, even though it may seem willy-nilly to people who have committed to just one way of understanding religious truth. Our journeys become more purposeful when they inform how we live. You may have heard the expression, one light, many windows. Forest Church came up with that idea of light coming into a cathedral, and the different religious traditions are the many different windows that the light comes through. Or one mountain, many paths. Have you heard that one? As ways of understanding how there can be one truth, with a capital T, but many different ways of understanding that truth. As people who are invited to consider many sources of religious truth, Unitarian Universalists may find themselves wandering on several paths as they engage in their free and responsible search for truth and meaning. But a danger of Unitarian Universalism is that we may find ourselves wandering around in the foothills instead of making our way up the mountain. One way to keep from wandering aimlessly is to choose a tradition and explore it more intentionally. Many UUs hyphenate their identity. They consider themselves UU Christians, UU Jews, UU humanists, UU pagans, UU Buddhists. Larger congregations have small identity groups who meet weekly or monthly so that they can share their spiritual paths. The church in Charlottesville had a UUCF, otherwise known as UU Christian Fellowship, but they decided to call themselves UU Creed Free. The church in Richmond has a UUCF and a UU humanist group. We here at UUC have the Earth Spirit Sisters and the meditation group that meets on Tuesday evenings. Jamie and I have been to a UU Christian revival where we took communion. It was really fascinating. And we've been to UU Buddhist convocations. These are sojourns on our religious journeys where we can be with others who are on similar paths. If you can't make it to one of their annual meetings, you can find them online on the internet. I think I shared with you earlier that I found a group of UU Mystics in Community on Facebook. But if you're interested in finding a group closer to home, talk to me and perhaps we can start some of our own identity groups. I've been considering starting a Bible study class for people who are curious what liberal theologians might have to say about the stories we first heard as children, but might want to explore as adults. In addition to the six sources, we also have the seven principles that UU congregations covenant to affirm and promote that you'll also find in the front of your gray hymnal. But these are not directions of where we ought to go so much as how we should treat each other along the way, reminding us to affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of all people. Seeking justice, equity, and compassion in our relations. Accepting one another and encouraging our spiritual growth. Searching for truth and meaning freely and responsibly. Exercising our right of conscience and using the democratic process. Seeking world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. And respecting the interdependent web of which we are a part. As Earl explained, this is perhaps the most important part of our spiritual journey as Unitarian Universalists, finding the people with whom we will travel and traveling well together. Now, as I was writing yesterday, I looked out the window and saw a flock of birds swoop down onto the trees in our backyard. They filled the higher branches and were making quite a noise. A noise of springtime. Did anyone else hear that recently? Go down to the end of Gladewood. They're in the trees. And they are loud. From time to time, a few birds would fly off to a tree in the next yard, and some would fly in to join the flock. Listening to them chatter and call to one another, I thought of the people in this congregation and their spiritual journeys. I thought of Earl's description of making sure that her own journey loops back to this community, where she can quench her thirst and satisfy her hunger, where she can refortify herself for the next leg of her journey. And then something spooked the flock, and without warning, they all lifted up out of the tree together, flying off to some other place. Something held them together, some force that perhaps they don't even understand. We are going. Heaven knows where we are going. Heaven knows how we are going. But we know within. We know within. Like the birds who swoop and soar together, we are held together on our journeys. We have the freedom of the whole sky, but there is something that holds us together, a trust that we'll get there. Though the road may be muddy and rough, we will get there together.